Ride With Me by Simone Soltani. Read by Benji Blythe and Tamsin Dalali. Prologue. Thomas. September, Singapore. I'm watching the crash in slow motion. In my mirrors, I can't tell exactly how many cars are mangled in the barriers behind me, flames flickering around them. All I know for certain is that no one is going to walk away from it unscathed, if they walk away at all. Red flag, Thomas, my race engineer says needlessly over the radio. Repeat, red flag, make your way to the pit lane. I don't reply. I can't do anything but gaze back at the black plumes and the flashing lights and the horror continuing to unfold, amazed that I'm not in it. I so nearly was. It's easy to forget how dangerous Formula One can be. So few of us die on track these days that we sometimes dismiss the risks we take every time we climb into the car. But lives can so easily be lost, and death isn't always the worst fate. Are they out? I ask when I find my voice. I won't press for more details. I don't want to know. Not yet. The man is silent. My thundering heart is the only sound in my ears. Come on, tell me. I'm tracking team colours as I drive to the pit lane entrance, but I don't see enough of any. Are they out of the cars? Again, I get no answer. It's not until I'm parked and trying to wrench myself out of the cockpit to see better who else has pulled in that he speaks to me. Two of them are out, he finally replies. Saeed Yusuf and Axel Bergmuller. They're with the medics. A sick rush of relief hits me, and it's compounded when I spot the other McMorris cars behind me. My teammate didn't get caught up in the chaos. And the others? I push. I can't put it off any longer. Who else was involved? His answer comes quickly this time. Dave Anderson. But he avoided the worst of it. He's okay. Managed to walk away on his own. I'm still scanning cars and drivers trying to figure out who's missing. There's only 20 of us. It shouldn't be hard. I clock it then. And Lorenzo? My engineer exhales long and slow, leaving my stomach to drop. I've had trouble with Lorenzo Castellucci in the past. He's earned his reputation for being an on-track terrorist time and time again. I've been a victim of his reckless driving and his hunger to prove himself as the son of a four-time world champion, resulting in crashes and far too many close calls. Deep down, I've always hated him for it. But I'd never wish this on him. On anyone. Except I did. I said as much in a moment when I didn't think anyone malicious was listening. But they were. Of course they were. Now it's out there in the worst possible way, set to haunt me forever, whether Lorenzo is okay or not. I've cursed us both, and I don't know if either one of us is going to survive it. Chapter 1. Thomas. 2 months later, November. Las Vegas, Nevada. It's not easy being the most hated man in motorsport. Some days I wonder if I'm exaggerating. I know I'm not the most hated, but I'm definitely in the top five for a lot of people. People who are currently in or arriving to this city for next weekend's Las Vegas Grand Prix. But then there are days like this one, when I have the privilege of experiencing firsthand that I'm definitely not exaggerating. Fuck you, the red-faced man in front of me spits. Skin almost the same shade as his Scuderia D'Ambrosi kit he's wearing. Lorenzo Castellucci's number emblazoned on the front. You did this to him. You ruined his life. Considering I literally wasn't involved in the crash that reportedly left Castellucci paralyzed, the man's facts are a little off. There's no telling him that it was all down to his favorite driver's recklessness, though. I'm public enemy number one, all because of something I said. I take a breath to settle my nerves and glance over his shoulder, searching for escape routes from this unfortunate conversation, but he's standing between me and the place I need to be. A party bus idling at the curb 10 meters away. I didn't think I'd have to face down an angry Castellucci fan before joining a stag do, but this is just my luck these days. As the other guests climb aboard, I'm trapped on the pavement outside my hotel as the man continues his ranting. I can't walk away without another scathing article hitting the press tomorrow morning, but maybe I should just let him think the worst of me. It's not like Formula One is a stranger to scandal, from spying and cheating to shady deals and dirty money-changing hands. The sport has a history steeped in it, and we drivers are no different. I can't think of a single one of us, past or present, who hasn't had something blow up in our faces. Take Dave Anderson and his antibiotic-resistant STD, for example, which was a rumor started by his